love the Eurovision. We will get back into it again, and hopefully that tonight will be a good night, and we deserve it.
So you know that there is a semi-final tonight.
You're
across it.
Oh yeah, I do.
And
yeah,
how come you love it?
I just enjoy the just party atmosphere and the costumes.
The glitz and the glam.
Absolutely, the
whole
thing.
Have you ever been to Eurovision?
No, I haven't, no. But of course, the best Eurovision ever was Riverdance. There we go. What can we say? That put us on the map for forever.
Well, the last 20-odd years.
Absolutely.
Mm. But that wasn't an actual Eurovision entry. It was an individual.
I know. Yeah, but it still is always going to be the memory in my mind of Eurovision.
Who's performing tonight? I understand it's going to be very difficult for Ireland to get through this semi-final. It's a bloodbath against the other countries. Who's performing?
All right, now you say you've got me now. I heard the song. I know the song.
You know the song?
Because I listen to Marty on Lyric FM every morning, so he promotes it well, but I can't remember the name of it.
So you love a bit of Marty?
I love Marty Whelan. I love Lyric FM. I love... News talk. I have to go because I'm on my lunch.
What are your memories of the Eurovision in its heyday?
It was a platform and a source of publicity for smaller nations to appear on the European stage. It gave Ireland an opportunity to showcase our musical talent. But I think with the genre of pop music that one has now, I don't think talent comes into it.
Will you be watching tonight?
No. It's hard to conceive that what you're seeing is entertainment.
Well, what is it?
It's something that has gone, lost its way.
Bring back Dustin the Turkey. We want him back.
You're saying bring back Dustin. You like Dustin?
Yes. He's running for us this year.
You haven't come across it in your social media channels?
No, it's not very prevalent online.
They should bring in bigger acts, make it actually competitive rather than kind of C-list celebrities. Make it properly competitive, get people interested in it again.
I always remember Eurovision just being like sort of a political game where you'd vote for whoever was like bailing people out at that time.
Do you know who's representing Ireland tonight in the Eurovision?
I don't, I'm sorry.
Any idea whatsoever?
I just used to love watching the other countries. Jedward was not so much my thing, but I loved sitting down and seeing everyone else.
There was a woman that sang Johnny Logan songs. Can't think of her name at the moment. She was a judge as well. Can you remember her name?
The tall girl who likes dogs.
Yes, exactly. I can't remember
that
her name.
That lady.
Yes, I can't remember her name at the moment. Oh, it just eludes me. Then there was Dana, and there were lots of people that...
So you remember that magic time?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. But I think that what happened then was that RT, I think it was, would invite people, songwriters, to submit their songs. Then they would be hundreds and hundreds of songs of everybody and anybody could compete. They all went through, and then singers were selected to sing the winning song. So it was about the song. It's Eurovision Song Contest. It wasn't about the singers. It was about the song.
Do you know who's representing Ireland tonight?
I have no idea.
The semi-final is tonight.
I didn't even know that.
Didn't it?
Yeah, I have no idea, and I have no interest because it's just a load of people jumping around the stage dancing.
You don't like all that shininess?
Nope. It's very fake. Pardon the word fake, but it's very artificial. Almost sexualized, I think. Prancing about the stage.
Okay, this year, Ireland is sending Ryan O'Shaughnessy together. I have it here. I'm just going to play a little bit for you. Tell me what you think.
We were drifting like two icebergs out on the ocean.
Nice melody.
You like it?
Yeah, nice song. Nice words. Yeah, I like it. Soft, gentle.
I kind of missed the old days of the Eurovision. I think like Johnny Logan, Linda Martin. Don't think it's the same.
Where did it all go wrong? Our best performance was Jedward a few years ago.
I think we've lost our hunger. I think we need to need another recession. We need to go back to the days of the 80s.
So we need those gloomy, dark days.
When the Eurovision was an escape, when it was all we dreamed about was competing in that arena.
Were we naive or were we just talented?
I think we were more talented in the 80s. Definitely the quality of the songs we produced in the 80s was higher than...
Do we blame? Is it music on
young people.
Demand? Is it streaming? What is it?
Just young people just don't have the appetite,
I think. Just blame the young people?
I think so, yeah.
Who's performing tonight in the Eurovision?
I have no idea.
Come on, you must have an idea.
Is it Johnny Logan? John Waters?
It's not Johnny Logan, no, and it's not John Waters. Keep going.
Is it Linda Martin?
No, keep going.
Dana?
No, it would be great if they came back, though, wouldn't it?
Jedward?
Mm. keep going, keep going.
I'm reaching the end of my Eurovision knowledge. I have
Rhino Shocknessy.
Oh yeah, it's no, I have no idea.
I'm having a chat with Limerick and Dublin. Do you like Eurovision?
I wouldn't be a huge fan of it, no, I must say. No, it wouldn't really concern me too much.
No, not at all. I'd have no interest in it.
Do you ever watch?
No.
Ah, you secretly watch?
No, I'll flick past it.
Yeah, I used to watch it as a kid. Yeah, I actually, Ireland won Eurovision the day I made my communion.
Really?
Remember that, yeah. 1993, I think it was.
What song was that? Was it Rock and Roll Kids?
Neve Kavanagh, I think it was.
Neve
Kavanagh?
Right? Yeah, I think 1993. Yeah. You do know your Eurovision,
so
don't you?
So that's many, many moons ago now, but it's kind of, it's lost its appeal for me down through the years. But that's one good memory I would have.
And what was the name of the song again? In Your Eyes?
Why Me? Is that Linda Martin?
Why Me is Linda Martin.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I'm afraid I don't know.
I think they just need to reboot it all and change the format, get younger people involved.
Are you saying reboot it here in Ireland or over there in Eurovision?
No, here in Ireland. Here in Ireland. I think the whole thing is a fantastic experience.
And would you sit down and watch tonight?
No.
Will you watch the semis or just
no.
the finals?
I won't watch
you
any
don't
of it.
Have Eurovision parties?
No, not for me, I'm afraid.
So have we lost our way?
I think so, yeah. It means nothing to me anymore.
Did it used to mean something?
Used to, yeah. When I was much younger, it was great excitement, but not anymore.
And you would take pride when Ireland would win?
Oh, absolutely.
Or
yeah.
do well?
Yeah, you'd be cheering like the rest of them. But no, I think it's all gone. It's all changed. It's gone. Waste of time.
And is it the bloc voting? Is it the Scandinavian countries just being so good? Is it the former communist countries voting for each other? Or have we just lost interest?
I think we've just lost interest.
Have we grown up?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe we haven't.
You're from Iceland. Do you get excited about Eurovision too?
Not at all.
Not at all?
I like it more than he does.
You like it more than your partner, yeah. your husband. So who is Iceland sending this year?
It's a guy called Ari. He's a good singer, but the song is...
A bit mixed?
Yeah. Tiny
traces. So that is our choice. That's Ari. That's your
yeah,
song.
Yeah, yeah,
do you think you'll win with it?
No.
Come in last.
Do you know anything about Eurovision?
A little bit. We've seen it occasionally.
So you get it in the States?
I don't know whether we do. We've seen it when we come to Ireland. My daughter lives here, so we're frequently visiting when it's on.
And what do you think of it?
Very nice. Very good.
You like it?
I do.
Is there any American comparison?
CNN?
I think it's dreadful. Actually, we have a big difference of opinion on this. I think it...
Why do you think it's dreadful?
The quality of the music isn't very good, but I'm someone who likes classical music, so this is just not my thing.
And you said it was like CNN.
No, I had it confused. I'm sorry.
Oh, you got it confused.
I thought it was a news... No.
You're talking the Eurovision contest?
Yeah, I've stopped looking at it.
So you're a Kilkenny gal, and you just stopped looking?
Yeah. It's I'm gone too old for it, probably.
But you're
that
young.
All that dancing and all the rest, you know, I
all
think
the
it's
lighting
crazy.
And the dancing.
I like just singing. Do you remember the la 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 one? There was no words to it, only la la la. That was great because we were all able to sing it without ever having to worry about
Can
it.
Can you sing it for us now?
No.
Eurovision has changed itself. And in response to that, I was an avid Eurovision fan growing up in the 60s.
In the 60s?
Yes. But the reality is the quality has gone down. And I just wonder, do you want to win the Eurovision?
Because of the cost?
Because of the cost and the quality of the songs and all of that.
Even though winning the Eurovision, I mean, it's a great advertisement for the country. Bord Fáilte or Fáilte Ireland could really do quite well. Out of it, lots of drone images of fantastic Irish countryside.
I would have appreciated that in the past, but in the current context, if you said that we won the Eurovision, it just doesn't have the same appeal
so
to it.
So it doesn't have the wow factor?
No.
You won't be sitting down tonight?
No, even though I heard the song this morning when I was listening to the clock radio, and it's a good song, but I don't think it will appeal its razzmatazz and politics.